Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about how nearly all sports turf is agriculture related. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jay McCurdy, Mississippi State University Extension Service Turf Grass Specialist. Also speaking with Brandon Harden, MSU Superintendent of Sports Turf. Jay, a lot of us don't think of this, but when you look at the big picture, almost all football stadiums and sports fields that we visit are directly related to agriculture. So how is this?
Amy, really all turf grass is. It's an agronomic pursuit. There's about 3 million acres of turf in the state of Mississippi. About 2.5 million acres of that is actually managed roadside, but then the other 500,000 is around home lawns, cemeteries, places of worship, commercial properties, and then also sports fields and golf courses. So sports turf is an agronomic pursuit. It uses many of the same agronomic skill sets that you would normally use in row crop agriculture or in horticulture.
Right, and a lot goes into making these beautiful turfs. So Brandon, what exactly makes a good sports turf?
Well, Amy, overall, our number one goal is safety. We always want a safe, consistent playing sports turf field. You don't want it too hard, you don't want it too soft, and you want to have great footing at all times throughout a rain or when it's really dry. There are many steps that are involved there. It's not a simple process. We have the aerification process. We have all the steps that a farmer uses. For everybody that doesn't know, we have Tiffway 419 Bermuda grass. We're mowing every 3 days at 3/4 inch height year-round. We water very frequently during the summer.
What about fertilization? I know a lot of us would probably wonder about that.
Well, being sports turf and you have to recuperate at a high rate and short turnaround times, we do at times use excess nitrogen. We try to stay between 1 pound and 2 pounds per thousand a month. We go a little excessive at times, but we have to.
So tell me about the actual grass. Is this sod or is it actually just planted seed?
Well, when we renovated this field, we came back with a sand-based sod. We're already overseeded with a perennial ryegrass. We will transition to full ryegrass throughout the course of the winter, and then we will come back and April, May, when we start transitioning back into Bermuda grass, when it starts greening up for the growing season throughout the summer.
And so different grasses grow better in different seasons.
That's right.
Okay. Now tell me, what happens after a game? For example, the Auburn game, the monsoon hit us pretty hard. And of course, all turf fields are pretty banged up after just a regular game. So tell me about the maintenance.
The maintenance after, just say, the Auburn game, for instance, when we got a rain, is no different than it is any given week. We have a 12-inch sand base athletic field that, when it does what it's supposed to do, will play no different in a monsoon versus in 150-degree heat. It will stand up. It will do what it is designed to do regardless. Now, after a big monsoon, we probably will have a few more divots, a few more fluffed up spots than we normally do. And if we have a short turnaround, we'll come in, mow, and clean up, and then we will turn around and take our big roller and actually roll the surface back smooth, given time period, if we have the time.
Oh, okay, so you have a big roller that smooths it out.
We have to keep a smooth playing surface.
Tell me what the conditions have to be for the paint to go on.
Well, you know, everything's weather-related. We start on Tuesday of a game week. We start with the end zones. We cut in end zones. We lay out the end zones, and then we'll start on Wednesday and do a full lines, numbers, hashes. Everything that you see on game day has been painted twice. We go through anywhere between 400 and 500 gallons of paint per game week.
This is it's an extensive education that you have to be part of this process, right?
That's right. It took me 5.5 years to get my turf degree here at Mississippi State. It is an extensive program. It is very thorough, and I learned a vast majority of what I know through this program.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Jay McCurdy, Mississippi State University Extension Service Turf Grass Specialist, also with Brandon Harden, Superintendent of Sports Turf. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.